You're with SBS Radio.
Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt and Māori Development Minister will sign a collaboration agreement on Indigenous issues. The WHO says the fight against the coronavirus has now entered a decisive phase. And Sydney prepares for tomorrow's Mardi Gras parade. First Nations float will be the first in the parade. This is NITV Radio News and my name is Šárka Pechová. The family of a 9-year-old bullied Murray boy Quaden Bales has declined a crowdfunded trip to Disneyland. The family said they would prefer the funds to be donated to a not-for-profit charity. The fund was set up by American comedian Brad Williams, who has the same condition as Quaden. The gesture came after Quaden's mother shared a video that showed the aftermath of a bullying incident involving Quaden at his school in Brisbane. The video went viral across the globe. Quaden's auntie, Munda Nara Bales, spoke exclusively to NITV. She said that whilst it's a kind gesture, the family wants to focus on bigger issues.
What kid wouldn't want to go to Disneyland, right? And especially if you've lived Quaden's life. To escape to anywhere, you know, that is fun and it doesn't remind him of his day-to-day, you know, challenges. So we've been talking about it, looking forward to it, but my sister said, you know what? Let's now get back to the real issue. This little fella's been bullied. How many suicides in our society, black or white, how many suicides have happened due to bullying? So as much as we want to go to Disneyland, I think our community and our organisations would far off, you know, benefit from that.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says he's not opposed to changing a word in the national anthem, but there is a lot more Australians should be worried about in the name of reconciliation. Olympic gold medalist Cathy Freeman has supported the idea of changing a word in Advance Australia Fair in support of those who believe the anthem is disrespectful. Many voices in the Indigenous community say the line "We are young and free" ignores the country's 60,000-year Indigenous history, with Freeman suggesting it should be changed to "We are one and free." Mr. Dutton has told radio station 2GB he'd prefer the focus to be on how to improve the lives of Indigenous children, but he's not opposed to the change.
If that provides comfort to people, and as you say, Cathy Freeman is one of the greatest Australians and she's achieved an enormous amount, probably, I think, not given enough recognition for what she's done with helping Indigenous kids in her post-sporting career. I really think that should be recognised and, you know, I think her view should be respected. Okay.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinta Ardern has arrived in Sydney for talks with her Australian counterpart Scott Morrison. Prime Minister Ardern has indicated she plans to confront Mr. Morrison over the policy of deporting convicted New Zealanders, but that climate change is not on the agenda. Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt and Māori Development Minister Nani Yamahuta are also meeting today to sign a groundbreaking collaboration agreement on Indigenous issues, Mr. Wyatt said.
Minister Mahuta, our opportunity of having a marriage between our two cultures gives us the strength and commitment to walk together that identifies the best opportunities in the relationship that we will have as First Nations or as Indigenous peoples, but more importantly, to learn from each other the qualities, the capacities, the values that underpin our people's way of doing business, the economic opportunities, the linkages that we will have between our two countries in every sphere of life that impacts. We both want to take a message that this is not a focus on the gaps or the disparity, but on the strengths that we have as two countries and as two nations of peoples.
The federal government has opened applications for $1.4 million funding in grants to support NAIDOC Week. Funding is available for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities and organisations to help to meet the costs of local Night Dog activities such as flag-raising ceremonies, family days, art exhibitions and other cultural activities. The applications close at the end of March. The World Health Organization says the fight against the coronavirus has now entered the decisive phase. WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says the epidemics in Iran, Italy and South Korea highlight the potential severity of the virus.
No country should assume it won't get cases. That could be a fatal mistake, and quite literally. This virus does not respect borders. It does not distinguish between races or ethnicities. It has no regard for a country's GDP or level of development.
Japan will close all its schools on Monday for several weeks. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says it's a prudent measure.
As the government, first and foremost, we consider the health and safety of children. There are infection risks caused by having many children and teachers gather for long hours daily. So, in order to take precautions in advance, we will request elementary schools, junior high schools and special needs schools nationwide to be suspended temporarily starting next week on the 2nd of March until the spring break.
And Saudi Arabia has decided to stop foreign pilgrims from entering the country. Here, Australia has activated its emergency response plan and health ministers are meeting in Melbourne today to discuss how Australia will respond if there is a declaration of global pandemic. The travel ban for people who have been in mainland China within the last 14 days has been extended for another week. So far, more than 80,000 people in 40 countries have been infected. Olympic swimming champion Jan Thorpe wants the proposed religious discrimination bill to be scrapped over the harm it could cause to the LGBTQI plus community. Equality advocates are concerned the law threatens inclusion in workplaces and schools while failing to adequately represent Australia. The draft laws are aimed at preventing discrimination on religious grounds and protecting people of faith from being excluded. But Mr. Thorpe says the bill could restrict hospital access and he'd prefer no bill rather than a bad proposal to be put forward.
And we also know that this bill could actually give greater provisions to be able to have more discrimination. We have better state-based laws than what this would provide, and so we'd prefer to see those laws stay in place.
Thousands of people will be putting the final touches on their costumes on floats tonight in time for the Sydney's Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade, which kicks off tomorrow afternoon. Robin Kennedy, who was there at Australia's first Mardi Gras in 1978 and is now a director of the parade, says the celebration will always symbolise change and solidarity.
I think Mardi Gras is really necessary to be a very bold statement. It's always been a statement of visibility, of identity and of community. And we need that as much now as we always did.
This year's Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade will see a massive 188 floats marching up Oxford Street. After the pre-parade bikes, the parade will open by ACON First Nations What Matters, We Matter float. Organised by ACON, the First Nations people LGBTQI community are always the first to be seen in each Mardi Gras parade. For the first time for the SBS network, the 2020 Sydney Mardi Gras will be broadcast live on TV, available to live stream on SBS On Demand. And to sports now. Australia is to meet New Zealand in the T20 World Cup final after beating Bangladesh in the Women's International. The tournament hosts won by 86 runs in Canberra yesterday. Their victory comes after a shock loss to India and a narrow win against Sri Lanka. And in cycling, AAP reports that the UAE Tour was cancelled on Thursday due to two Italian riders testing positive for coronavirus. Amongst the riders tested for the virus were also Australian athletes. Australia's Caleb Ewan finished second in stage one of the race. And let's have a look at today's weather. Broome, possible storm, 37. Perth, possible shower or storm with a top of 31. Adelaide, partly cloudy and top of 23. Melbourne cloudy and 19, Hobart partly cloudy and also 19 degrees, Albury Wodonga mostly sunny with a top of 29, Canberra mostly sunny and 28, Sydney mostly sunny and 25 degrees, Brisbane possible shower and 31, Townsville partly cloudy with a top of 35, Cairns possible shower developing with a top of 35, Darwin showers and there's a likelihood of a storm and 31 degrees, Alice Springs sunny with a top of 36, and Torres Strait Islands are partly cloudy with a top of 30. And that's all from the news today.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.